more than once in the Gospels, Christ shows his special affection for children. The most important statement Christ ever made about children is in the Gospel we've just read. When the mothers would bring their children to the Savior, and the disciples saw the Master being rushed and imposed upon, they told the mothers in Aramaic, "Keep the kids away." The way Christ answered the disciples, the words he used are very simple and very intelligible. They are also frightening words, because he said, "Let the children come." It is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs. By now we have extensive papal documentation explaining in thousands of words what Jesus meant when he said, "Unless we become like little children, we will not reach heaven." It was Pius XI, who within less than a generation after the death of the little flower, rushed through as a Pope can for canonization. He said that his pontificate depended mainly under God and his mother on the little flower's intercession. And he said we better learn what spiritual childhood is all about, especially today's super-educated, super-sophisticated, self-satisfied, scientifically smug world. Out of so many things, the Holy Father said he singled out three virtues that we, if we want to be saved, are to learn to practice from children. Docility, trustfulness, and humility. Docility, trustfulness, and humility. Whatever else a child is, it is by its very nature docile. The Pope meant, and we mean, children that have not been debauched by the media. But unless a child were docile, which means willing to be taught, it would never learn anything. We come into this world with minds blank, literally blank, unless from infancy we have been taught, I'm still learning how children learn and in what sequence. I wasn't sure, and I'm not quite sure yet. Do they learn how to talk first or walk first? Sister says walk. But between walking and talking, we have to be taught everything. This is the first virtue that Christ wants us to learn from children. Children must, by an instinct of their nature, want to be taught. We, by a supernatural instinct, must want to be taught. To be taught by everything that God puts into our lives. Everything, everyone. God's will is manifest in His providence, provided we are willing to learn. Someone does me a favor. It is God teaching me to be grateful. Someone is unkind or offensive. Fine. God is thereby teaching me to be patient. Nothing, and the word is nothing, that ever happens in our livelong day or night is outside of God's providence. The weather outside, that's God teaching me, telling me, if it's pleasant, thanks, Lord. If it's unpleasant, as the expression goes, thanks, Lord, lowercase. Children, teach us trustfulness. You might say, what choice do they have? Exactly. If they did not trust that mother knows best or father knows best, where will they go? They are utterly dependent. All a child has to do, if it could remember, having been carried for 9 months in the mother's womb, that is dependence indeed. God then wants us to respond to Him as a child by a natural instinct responds to its parents, trusting Him. That's why throughout the Old Testament and throughout the New Testament, there is one word that the Holy Spirit made sure we wouldn't forget, then to make doubly sure we keep reminding ourselves of that word, He put it into the most important prayer of our faith. It is the word Father. Father this and Father that. Now God is many more things than just Father. But He wants us to relate to Him as a child relates to a loving father. Trustingly. No less than a child or no more than a child. We do not understand. I might say much. I will say most of what God is doing in our lives. The past for all of us, pardon me, I'm not sure, for one person for sure, at least for some of you, has been a shady past, a sinful past. So we trust. We trust in His mercy. And the future, even the next moment's future, we don't see it. He does. We trust in His goodness and care. And finally, a child, you might say, has no choice. Is naturally humble. Now, some children get, shall we say, proud of what little possession they've got soon. Well, it just means that some people grow out of their childhood sooner than others. That's mine. Maybe I told you this, I was struck by it, it's 20 years ago, visiting happened to be an Anglican minister, to have dinner with him and his wife. They just had their first baby. And I noticed it was a cage, with the top open. I was told that was a playpen. My vocabulary increased. Child, maybe 3 or 4 months old. Had a rattle. It's vague in my mind, but either the father or the mother wanted to take the rattle out of the playpen. There was a scream. The rattle went back into the playpen. But as children, we realize that everything we have is from our parents. And as supernatural children, we are to realize that everything is from God. God tells us that He is a jealous God. He wants us to thank Him for everything and to take credit to ourselves for nothing, which is a good homemade definition of humility. It is no wonder that Our Lady, in the Magnificat, spoke of God having recognized the humility of His handmaid, because she thanked the Lord for the wonderful things that He had done. Everything we have is from God, if it's good. Whatever we can call our own is our sins. In a word, that we never take credit for what belongs to God. On the vigil of the Assumption, let us ask Our Lady to teach us the three virtues of childhood that she had practiced so well. Always open to being taught by God, trusting Him, even though He made extraordinary demands of her, and humbly receiving His gifts with gratitude. I have one more thing to say. And humbly taking from Him whatever He does to us that we find painful. There is no more important preposition in the New Testament than the preposition to. Remember Our Lady's statement to the angel, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word." We are most like a humble child when we allow the God whom we call Father to do to us. And He is infinitely inventive in things He can do to us that naturally we don't like. But we tell Him, "Lord, You are my loving Father. I humbly submit to Your will." Mary, model of spiritual childhood, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray.